Well, no major shock. It's back to Brexit on the front pages of the papers today, or indeed the front of some of the broadsheets anyway. On the front of the Irish Times, their headline this morning, exchange of letters may break UK backstop impasse, and also May pushes EU to agree 2021 Brexit deal cut-off. That's the front of the Irish Times, the Times Ireland edition also this morning. The paper's reporting that basically this formal exchange of letters between the EU and the UK stipulating that the Northern Ireland back stop will be temporary and superseded by a comprehensive trade deal is going to be examined by officials as part of a way to try and break the whole Brexit impasse at Westminster. And the move is likely to be approved by the government, and also comes as Theresa May steps up efforts now to try and secure the backing of the House of Commons for the agreement reached with the EU on the UK's withdrawal. Now, Theresa May yesterday actually insisted that the vote, which was postponed of course before Christmas, will go ahead next week. However, the DUP, which props up her government, described the backstop as the poison which makes any vote for the withdrawal agreement so toxic. Interesting comments from the DUP yesterday. However, Theresa May, of course, sticking firmly to her position that the backstop, of course, this mechanism that aims to ensure there is no hard Irish border should the UK not reach a deal, was a necessary part of the agreement. And her comments were also welcomed by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who was speaking on the first day of a trip to Mali yesterday. Lots of commentary likely over the course of the next couple of hours here. We'll have plenty of it on News Talk and indeed coming up on this programme, Breakfast Briefing, a little bit later on this morning. We're going to go to the front of the Irish Examiner next, though. There headline today, millions paid in secret to doctors by firms. Caroline O'Doherty reporting that millions of euro in payments by drug companies to doctors are taking place in secret because medics will not give consent for disclosure of the transactions. And the paper reports that while almost 3.9 million euro in payments to named doctors was disclosed last year, the recipients of a further 2.7 million euro could not be divulged. And the legislation to make the disclosure mandatory and also establish a public searchable register of payments was proposed by Fianna Fáil TD Billy Kelleher almost 2 years ago. It is backed as well in principle by the Health Minister Simon Harris, but actually the progress has been stalled on it. And the IPHA, which is the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, had already banned its members from giving gifts to doctors the previous year and says it now only permits payments directly related to their work and research. Interesting piece in the front of the Examiner on that story today. We're going to the Irish Independent next. Their headline this morning, 10,000 euro pay boom for IT staff and more on the way. Good news if you're working in that sector. Computer software workers are enjoying a wages boom as their earnings surged by almost 10 grand in the past 12 months. But workers in industries and things like estate agencies, car sales and the wholesale trade have suffered slumps of about 804 euro. This is a survey by the Irish Independent and shows that basically while workers in some industries are enjoying major pay hikes, others aren't faring out as well. Now, the central bank and also employers groups previously predicted that further pay rises could be on the way this year. There's trade unions seeking increases of at least 3.4% in some areas, but one of the key fears is a hard Brexit and what that might do to any prospective pay rises, and lots on that survey on pages 12 and 13 of the Irish Independent this morning. We're going to go to the tabloids next, to the Irish Daily Mail. Their headline today, no to fuel hikes. This is a survey showing basically 60% of voters oppose plans to increase carbon taxes. According to this piece by their political correspondent James Ward, 6 out of 10 voters oppose any hike in fuel taxes to help combat climate change, and it's an exclusive survey for the Irish Daily Mail and Ireland Thinks poll. More on that story on page 6 of the Irish Daily Mail this morning. We're going to the Star next. Their headline today, Irish ISIS fighter captured in Syria. That story that you heard in the news bulletin there, and also a photograph as well on the front of the paper. That story as well in some of the broadsheets too today, with reports that the suspected man was also on a Garda watch list here too. To the Herald this morning, their headline, tributes to cliff plunge student selfie horror. That's their headline a photograph of the young student who fell to his death while taking a selfie at the cliffs of Moher. The 26-year-old was remembered as an enthusiastic and helpful student who loved travelling across Ireland, and more on those tributes in the front of the Herald today. Both the Sun and the Mirror leading with the one story this morning. The headlines: Rooney US booze shame and boozy Roo nicked in the US. Wayne Rooney arrested by armed police at Washington Airport, and more on those stories in both of the tabloids too today. Also on the front of all of the papers pretty much, it's Dancing with the Stars. There's plenty of photographs. Stars get back in swing. That's one of the headlines. Did you watch it? According to some of the papers last night, Johnny Ward was their favourite, or their favourite pick. Let us know if you have any early favourites on that. Just a couple of other stories to flag with you too today. In the Irish Times, hundreds miss out on vital operations. That's the headline. It's a claim from a group of medics that hundreds of people are missing out on vital operations due to efforts to cut trolley numbers and a shortage of beds and doctors. And more on the front of the Irish Times in that piece today. Also, interesting piece on the Irish Times this morning. It's in page 2, the headline today: dog owners say new park rules unnecessary. We're really interested actually in your views on this story this morning. Chance of no lead, no problem echoed around Malahide at the weekend. More than 100 dog owners marched through the North Dublin village, and it's all in protest at these new regulations that are being imposed by their local authority. This demonstration was organised by the Fingal Dog Owners Group, and it says that it's publishing, it's going to publish and also go against any idea to introduce these, what they describe as restrictive and discriminatory new rules by Fingal County Council. These bylaw requiring dogs to be on a leash in public parks between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. except in very designated zones. And the council says the bylaw, also 4.7, was a response to reports of serious incidents involving dogs in Fingal's public parks. If you're in the area, do let us know. Do you think that's a good idea? Should there be restrictions in certain areas aside from these designated zones between the hours of 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We want to know your views on that this morning. You can get us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, and you can also get us on Twitter at Andrea Gilligan or at Breakfast MT. Those are some of the stories making the headlines this Monday morning. Coming up in just a few minutes time, the British House of Commons, of course, returning today after their Christmas break. There is also ongoing fears over Theresa May's Brexit deal. We're going to be crossing live to the UK to speak to Enda Brady.